This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hattie was a big black hen, and one morning she looked up and said,
"Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose in the bushes."
"Good grief," said the goose.
"Well, well," said the pig. "Who cares?" said the sheep.
"What next?" said the cow.
And Hattie said,
"Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose and two eyes in the bushes."
"Oh no," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig. "Who cares?" said the sheep.
"What next?" said the cow.
And Hattie said,
"Goodness gracious me,
I can see a nose, two eyes, and two ears in the bushes."
"Oh no," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig.
"Who cares?" said the sheep.
"What next?" said the cow.
Hattie said,
"Goodness gracious me,
I can see a nose and two eyes and two ears and two legs in the bushes."
"Oh no," said the goose.
"Who cares?" said the sheep.
"Well, well," said the pig.
"So what?" said the horse.
"What next?" said the cow.
And Hattie said,
"Goodness gracious me,
I can see a nose, two eyes, two ears, two legs, and a body in the bushes."
"Oh no," said the goose.
"Well, well," said the pig.
"Who cares?" said the sheep.
"So what?" said the horse.
"What next?" said the cow.
And Hattie said,
"Goodness gracious me,
I can see a nose, two eyes, two ears, two legs, and a body, and a tail in the bushes. It's a fox! It's a fox!"
She flew away in a nearby tree.
"Oh no," said the goose.
"Dear me," said the pig.
"Oh no," said the sheep.
But the cow said,
"Moo!"
so loudly that the fox was frightened and ran away.
And they were all so surprised
that none of them said anything for a very long time.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the light of the moon, there sat a little egg laying on a leaf.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up. And pop, out of the egg came a very teeny tiny and small and hungry caterpillar.
"Hey," started to look for some food.
On Monday, he ate through one apple.
But he was still hungry.
On Tuesday, he ate through two pears.
But he was still hungry.
On Wednesday, he ate through three plums.
But he was still hungry.
Thursday, he ate two four strawberries.
But he was still hungry.
On Friday, he ate through five oranges.
But he was still hungry.
On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, one slice of watermelon.
That night, he had a stomach ache.
The next day was Sunday again, and then the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore.
He was a big, fat caterpillar!
He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks.
Then he nibbled a hole inside his cocoon, pushed his way out, and
he was a beautiful butterfly!
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.